You're with SBS Radio.
Halos ikatlong bahagi ng Australianong nagsasabi na wala silang pinaniniwala ang reliyon. Isang malaking pagbago mula noong taong 1960 o 1960s, kung saan may 88% ang kinikilalang kanilang sarili bilang Kristiyano. Bakit nga ba di kasing reliyoso ang Australiano ngayon kung ihahambing sa kanilang mga magulang at lolo't lola? Ang detalye sa ulat ni Lydia Feng na sinalaysay sa wikang Filipino. Lumaki sa Pakistan si Sabina Mozaffar. Siya ay nagkamulat at pinalaki ng mga magulang bilang isang debotong Muslim. Ngunit bata pa lamang siya, marami na siyang mga katanungan tungkol sa kanyang paniniwala.
Just asking, well, if God is responsible for all the positive in this world, is He not also responsible for all the negative? People seeing that I'm questioning my faith, and my parents would often react very aggressively because they were scared that I would leave the faith, I think, from an early age.
Nang lumipat at nanirahan sa Sydney nung siya'y 23 taong gulang upang mag-aral sa universidad, naging komportable siyang ihayag ng bukas ang kanyang mga katanungan.
When I finally realized that yes, I am an atheist, I did feel this relief. At the same time, I just felt this anger because of I had wasted 21 years of my life believing in a concept that I just realized was false. And I never had any say in what I believed.
Unti-unting napalayo sa kanyang reliyon ang nag-aaral sa universidad na si Lisa Chu matapos niyang questionin ang kinilalang paniniwalang Kristiyanismo.
It wasn't actually a part of my identity because I think my parents and my grandparents kind of established religion as something that just helped me become a better person.
Ang internet niya ay naging isa sa mga mahalagang bagay na naka-impluwensya sa kanyang desisyong maging atheist o walang pinaniniwala ang Diyos.
I started looking towards science more to answer questions, not using religion as a guidance to do good and just using my own intuition throughout the world. So I felt like I had a bit more of an independent mind.
Ito ay isang pananaw na pinaniniwalaan ng maraming kabataang Australiano sa kasalukuyan. Sa nakaraang census ng taong 2001, 17% na nasa edad na 24 na taong gulang at mas bata ang nagsabing di sila relihiyoso. Ito ay tumaas sa 35% noong nakaraang census taong 2016. Pinamumunuan ni Professor Carol Cusack ang Religious Studies sa University of Sydney. Anya, di kasing lakas ang impluensya ng relihiyon tulad ng nakaraan.
Most people construct themselves as individuals rather than as members of communities, and they're more interested in expressing their individuality than in belonging to institutions that create rigid rules or patterns of behavior.
Bunga ng pagtaas ng antas ng secularism sa Australia, kumilos agad ang mga lider ng iba't ibang reliyon nang mas maging mag-aktibo sa nagbabagong lipunan kung saan marami ang naghahanap ng panibagong mga pamamaraan sa pagturo ng reliyon sa kabataang Australiano at ang kahalagahan ng reliyon sa kanilang pang-araw-araw na pamumuhay. Ayon kay Adele Salman mula Islamic Council of Victoria, ang ginagampan ng papel ng imam at sheikh ang naghahatid ng impormasyon sa mga kabataan ng simbahan ay lubhang mahalaga, partikular sa panahon ito kung saan naging popular na takbuhan ng internet para sa mga katanungan.
We're moving away from just focusing on the basic fundamentals of the faith and the pillars of Islam and what's right and what's wrong, but actually talking about issues and talking about, you know, some of the real challenges that people are facing. I mean, Muslim youth in Australia are facing issues to do with their identity as a Muslim, and the challenges there for them are probably quite unique in some ways.
Sinabi ng Sydney Anglican Archbishop Glenn Davis, binabago ng simbahang Anglican ang pamamaraan ng pagturo ng mensahe ng Diyos upang maging mas kaakit-akit para sa mga nakakabatang henerasyon.
Teenagers tend to sleep in on Sunday mornings, that's my experience, but most of our churches have an evening or an afternoon service. We also have camps, camping programs through government schools as well as our own Anglican schools.
Tell us what you think. rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.